our appointments. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Roll call. Start with my far left here. Jeff Carr is here. Joanna is here. And Ken Jones is here. And we have Carol. Their side, ours defined, their side. said they would have somebody do it, and I guess
yeah, what happens is we do an NOR, which is referred to as a notice of remedy. We give the property owner a set amount of time, you know, depending upon the level of the hazard, okay? We give them that amount of time, then they are sent a certified letter that says, you have hazard trees, here's your tree removal permit, and you need to get them down within set time. If they do not respond or have the trees removed within that time, then they are put on the city's contractor list, and then the city will go over and remove the trees, and then they will bill the property owner. If the property owner does not pay the bill, then the city will leave the property to get those fees reimbursed. Trying to step out, and Danny is slowly kind of stepping in And Denny is great. He definitely is a chip off the old block. He's a great teacher, and you're more than welcome to come and sit down in a class if you want. Listen to Danny. We'd love to have you. And so it's, you know, so we had some resistance from the tree trimmers, or, you know, that they don't feel that they need it. But then once, after the course is over, I'm always amazed that, you know, we do an evaluation of the course. And I'm so impressed by it. And they always say, you know, I was angry that I hadn't come here, but I'm so glad I did. I learned so much. So, you know, sometimes it just takes a little bit of, you know, coming and pushing them a little bit. And then they are, you know, they're happy that they came. And then they feel, too, that they have a resource. They'll call me if they have, you know, a problem. And I said, do that. Because once you prune it, we can't move those limbs back on. So, you know, I'd rather have you call me and I'll try to assist you. Or if I can get somebody to help you, and we'll work you through the situation instead of just cutting and then worrying about the consequences later, because that has an effect on the owners, because the owners would be written up for the violation and they would be looking at funds.
Is it in effect now?
Yes, it is. It was passed
two November's ago,
and we started really getting into the class last year. I actually went to Broward County. They were ones that did the pilot program of a Broward County tree certification, they call it. And they started doing this because they had so many problems with, you know, butchering trees. And then a storm would come and these trees would be toppling over and we'd have all kinds of problems. So they started the program and I went down. They were gracious to let me come and I sat in on a class. And they made me take the exam, and I was so I was still, so I got a little card that said I'm Broward County certified for 100 down there in trim trees. But I learned a lot. Instead of reinventing the wheel, they were, you know, really gracious in telling us how to go about setting up these programs, and it really made the process go a lot faster. So I'm thrilled that. And then we have Mr., you know, Chuck and Danny that are able to, teach these guys. Because I think sometimes it's better. I'm an administrator of the program. You know, I handle paperwork. I get them signed up online. I take their payments. And then I handle their tests and I grade their tests. So I'm more of an administrator. And I do talk about both, but I let Danny and Chuck do more of the tree training education. We're more of a regulator than
educators. And Carol, where do people go if they want to find out what the funding
is? Well, there's two ways you can do it. You can call up, you can call me, and I can tell you if they're on my list.
Okay.
Or you can, I don't have that list on, but yeah, you would need to call me if you're wanting to know if they've gone through the tree trimming certification.
Okay.
If you're wanting to know if they have a local business tax receipt and that they, you know, they're licensed within the city to do work, then you would contact Sandy Campo over in the licensing and tax department. And she would pull up to see whether they paid. You can do it online too if you wish. You would go to the city town post our website and you would type in the search box vendor. Local business search, and it'll pull up drop down boxes, and you can type in tree searching and click on it, and it'll pull up a whole list of all the tree searches, which is basically what Sandy can do too. And then she can even print you out a list and mail it to you if you need to do that way.
Sure.
Everybody
is getting lost in something showing up, driving around. One of my neighbors asked, and I really don't think you have a problem with the SAP. certification program, hurricane
Thank you. educated about what is on your own property, too, and knowing how healthy your trees are. If you're not sure your trees are too big to do that, you really want to hire a certified arborist, somebody that knows what they're doing, climb the tree, look at the unions to make sure they're strong and you've got no cracks and clumps in your pain, because things look different from the ground than they do up in the tree. And so sometimes it is worth, you know, spending a couple $100 on an arborist to check your trees if you have larger, like, live oaks and those sort of types of trees. Last week for Matthew, 2 weeks for Matthew, so we know it's coming. We had an arborist come into our house and check. We had to leave about 5 oak trees in our backyard. He had to come check everything. He trimmed everything, took everything. We didn't lose anything. I mean, because, you know, we just happened to have the timing with perfect. And I was so glad that that happened. And that right there is a prime example of what I tell people, you know, is I know people are really intense on their grass and maintaining grass, but, you know, the grass won't kill you. A tree could. So it's really great to invest in your trees and to have an arborist that can come in. And maybe your tree needs to be reined in a little bit. You need some pruning to kind of bring down the size of your branches and the weight. And those are the things that you will benefit from later, because during storms you won't have as much debris, and you won't have the breakage of the leaves because your arborist has already checked for those things, or they help to reduce the load on those things, and the tree will, you know, go through a storm with no problem. So it's really an investment in your landscape, and it will help to reduce your, you know, level of damage on your own property if you invest in your kid. You have mature trees, and even if you have young trees, it's great to start training them to have a main central leader and start dealing with any of those problems that we see, you know, the two leaders that start, you know, competing. Those are the things that rip off during storms, and you'll see that all over town where we have, you know, and you'll still drive. You'll be able to see a big wound where that, you know, one leader was too small and it was weak, and that's the one that ripped off. But if that tree has been dealt with by an arborist, has been pruned, and that leader has been removed, they might not have had that problem, or it wouldn't have landed on the home or the car or things like that. So I think I want people to pay a little more attention to trees and not always, you know, grass. We might like grass, don't get me wrong. We can name the tree. And the tree can crack right in half. And half of it went towards your house, and half of it went on the street. And when you walk, I walk by that street every single day, at least twice a day more than they can hit. I never know what happened in that tree. I mean, I'm not an arborist or anything here, but it looked perfectly healthy every time I saw it.
Well, there was something up there that I think that you didn't notice, and it could have been on the other side that you didn't see,
right,
unless, you know, they might not have been facing the street. They need a property owner, you know, they never looked at it either, but usually those kind of things, there's something going on. An arborist will see something, you know, like how we term it, inclusion, included bark, and it would say, okay, I'm going to do this is the graph for me on this unit to see how much living live wood is holding these two pieces together. If not, those are those places where trees will split apart, because you don't have wood holding wood. You have bark and bark pushing on each other, pushing out, and they're competing with each other. So you've got kind of a gap where, you know, you can get decay and things in there, and then, you know, storm comes, goes one of those leaders.
No questions at all? No. Carol, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. I apologize for having you.
No,
you're welcome.
You're
welcome.
In the median or on the side of the right way, okay? When you're going north to go north from Bridgewater, a massive
on the
grass.
One
saw
all
we do in response to that is the leaves crown and they drop. And they're going to drop. Those are actually what the fall cycle are, deciduous trees anyway. So they're going to drop their leaves. They're going to do it sooner now because they went through the traumatic event. And how they conserve energy and try to recoup from that is to drop leaves. And you're going to see, I mean, you're going to see oak trees are going to start doing a lot of trees that, you know, they're just struggling because they went through a major, major event. And their leaves are going to be brown. You're going to see more and more of it, too. They're going to start getting darker. Other species, some species, their leaves are a little bit tougher, thicker, like mags and things that can handle it. But you're going to start seeing even some of those start kind of yellowing and falling. But it's all in response to that major event that they went through. And keep in mind, they've gone through two. One last year and one this year. So that's how they recover. So yeah, the browning, you're going to see a lot of it, a lot more defoliation earlier this year than you would normally see. Yeah. And you will see, you're going to start seeing a lot of dead pockets because some of the branches have busted off and they're just kind of dangling. You know, they're like,
yeah.
You know,
I'm going too far about that.
Yeah, I think it's the young fall, right? Because they were green and now they're all like a rough brown color. Yeah, that's what it is. Then it's just really awesome. But great color, your brush.
Yeah. Is that the matter?